Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson in the studio with us. Katie Hess and Kim Thumb, co-chairs of the Pink Tie Ball. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. Hi,
yeah?
Ray.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Tell me about Katie Hess and Kim Thumb. What do you guys do normally? What do you do for a living?
Oh, goodness.
Nice and close to that mic, Katie.
Well, I'm staying home with my kids now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yep. I've taken some time to get away from the craziness of everything, working
right.
in nonprofit or working for the state, and just be home and handle that chaos.
I know everybody knows you, but I just like to always do a little backgrounding on that. So, but you're from the area. You've
yes.
been here all the time, so all your life. And Kim, what about you? What do you do when you're not involved with the Pink mm-hmm. Tie Ball?
Well, that's another crazy story. I work for Walsworth. I have been with that company for close to 30 years. And
so you started when you were like four?
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Thanks, Ray. A few bonus points there.
There you go.
So I've been there a long time. I'm the HR manager. That keeps me really, really busy. But I have a family and... So I keep up with all of that as well.
Yeah. Now, as we all know, and I don't want to take the mood down here a little bit. We lost a dear friend a couple of years ago, almost 3 years ago now, mm-hmm. Denise Bone. And she started, she was the main organizer of something called the Pink Tie Ball, which we've been doing now for the past several years. Fill me in on what the Pink Tie Ball is and how it got its start.
Well, the Pink Tie Ball was an event, and it's probably a pretty popular event with Susan G. Komen
right.
around, you know, the whole country. But she brought it to this area when she was working for Komen
right.
To kind of create a signature amazing event for Southwest Michigan.
Right. And what is it? I mean, explain what the Pink Tie Ball is and what it was when it got started. It's evolved a little bit over the years and changed a little bit. But how did it originally get its start here in Michigan then? And what was it?
She kind of created it as a romantic night, for couples. It's always been around Valentine's Day
mm-hmm.
To celebrate women who have been affected by breast cancer and to raise money for Susan G. Komen, Michigan, to help everyone affected by that in the area.
Now, have both of you been involved in it since Denise got it started? Well, how many years ago was it she started? You remember right off the top of your head? I won't hold you to an exact year.
This is actually the fifth year.
Fifth year, okay. Yeah.
So this is our third year doing it without Denise.
Right.
But yes, we've both been
part
involved
of it.
From
yeah.
the beginning. So we've grown it over the years. It started out and we grew it every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it has kind of taken on a life of its own.
Right.
So
how did it start? I mean, when Denise got it going a number of years ago, how has it evolved? How has it changed over the years then and grown obviously every year, right?
Yeah, it is. Last year was our first year to hold it at Lake Michigan,
Lake Michigan
the
College.
Mendel Center.
Over
yeah.
at the Mendel
right.
Center.
right.
So that was our first year. We have got a lot of space over there, so there's plenty of room to grow the event and to make it bigger and better. This year, we're trying out something a little bit new, and we've always had speakers come and speak about breast cancer and awareness and all of that. And this year, we've decided we're going to do a fashion show.
Ah.
So we're kind of expanding it a little bit. It's not just breast cancer we're focusing on. We're looking at all cancers right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of expanded and grown it from just a breast cancer awareness event into more of a local cancer to support local cancer patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can say with personal experience, I think breast cancer or cancer in general, but I think breast cancer in specific, I think that just about everybody either has a family member or a friend or knows somebody who's had to go through something like this. Is that a fair statement? I mean,
yes, I could say that.
I mean, because yes. Denise was a survivor.
Yes.
Herself. I mean, and
so am I.
Are you as well?
Yes.
I didn't know that, Katie.
Yes. 15 years this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Awesome. So Katie was very young, and that's part of the message that we like to send is that, you know, it used to always, I think, be a, it was a misconception, obviously, but that it was women over 40 who got breast cancer.
Right.
And that's not the case at all.
So people my age are not looking at it. They're not even thinking about it. It's not even on their radar. And it doesn't matter how old you are. And that's, you know, something I learned, obviously, the hard way, but I got through it. But so many young people don't, and they find it way too late. And that's always been one of my things and why I became involved with things like this is so that I can get that word out that, you know, obviously cancer doesn't care how old you are. So you need to really know yourself and know your medical history and know your body and all that stuff. So,
right.
To put that into perspective, I have four very close friends, including Denise, who were diagnosed with breast cancer in their 20s and 30s.
Right.
Yeah. Katie included. And we have another very, very good friend who has stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, and she's not even 30 yet.
Right. Right. So if there's any women, younger women listening right now, and I know we're not doctors here, but we'd play them on the radio. I'm just kidding. But in all seriousness, to catch it early, without going into too much details here, but how did you catch it, Katie? So, you caught it obviously early.
No.
No, you didn't.
I did not.
You did not. Okay.
No. Yeah. I was stage 3, and it was a pretty aggressive cancer, and I actually found it myself. But I had to fight for my doctors to actually take it seriously,
right?
Saying that, no, you know, it's nothing. It'll go away. You're too young for this. I had to find the right person that was like, you know what, let's just make sure that this isn't, you know, right, what it could be. And it was. If not, it was already on its way. You know, it was in my lymph nodes and everything. It was pretty aggressive.
Okay.
So I never did anything, looked at it, even thought about it before that.
Right.
So.
Right. So expand a little bit. You said, Kim, that you're going to expand it to include all cancers this year.
Yes.
So explain that a little bit for me, would you?
Well, this has always been a Susan G. Komen event.
Right.
And it was one of their signature events. And we had some conversations after last year's Pink Tie Ball. And with their permission, we decided to make this a non-Susan G. Komen event.
Okay.
And when I say that, basically that means that it's not... We kind of run the event now.
Right.
We have
so it's a local event, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a local event, and we are still donating part of the proceeds from the evening to Susan G. Komen.
Right.
As we feel that's something that Denise would want, always. But we've also partnered with Pennies from Heaven, which is a local organization that supports young cancer patients, basically.
Okay.
So 21 to 30 is the target age group. Mindy and Ron Daisy are the founders of Pennies from Heaven, and their son, Corey, died at a very early age from leukemia. So this is kind of their give back and their way of helping the community and young people that are going through this.
Right. So let's kind of run through the timeline here now. We have, and I'm going to ask you to explain, we've got a nomination deadline coming up on December 14th. Kind of explain that process of what this is about. And then you said the Pink Tie Ball is usually around Valentine's Day in February, right?
Yes. So the deadline that we're talking about is for the Denise Bone Promise Award. And this award was, this is the third year for the award. And basically, it is an award that was created for a way to honor someone who has all of this same passion and dedication that Denise did.
I'd be hard pressed to find somebody like that, though.
It's hard.
It is. We all know that Denise was kind of superwoman.
Yeah,
and we all learned that as we've tried to take on some of the events that she used to do. It takes a small army.
Right.
But so that's what that award was created for.
Okay.
And Denise worked tirelessly to help those that she cared about and people in the community. And she supported this community with everything that she had.
And then some. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And she never stopped.
No. I don't know when the woman slept.
No.
I really don't. I mean, she could.
I don't think she did.
We all got emails at, you know, 2-3 in the morning.
Right.
Like, what were you doing?
Right.
So explain a little bit more on the nomination then, and how and you already have some nominations in, which is good, but you're looking for more.
Yeah, we first of all, this is sponsored by Stark's Family Funeral Home and Cremation Services. So they're the ones. We actually have a committee that reviews the nominations. We created a committee this year, and they're reviewing all the nominations that come in, and we'll select the winner. Basically, we're looking for people to nominate individuals that they feel meets the same this criteria.
Right.
And it does not have to be cancer related or even breast cancer related. Anyone who in this community works tirelessly for right. any kind of cause that, you know, they're helping somebody, they are, you know, raising money, awareness, you know, supporting. It's
sure.
Anyone who does anything like that.
And how can people get information or how can they go about the process of nominating somebody? Is there a website or a phone number to call or an email? Or
Yeah, we have a website this year.
Awesome.
We created it. Our committee member, Ashley, is a super genius online. So we have a website. It is swmipinktieball.com.
Say it one more time.
SWMIPinkTieBall.com.
Okay.
You can go there to get any information about the event and what we do, but also to submit nominations for the award.
Awesome. So Pink Tie Ball coming up, you said around, do we have a date in February yet?
We do. It will be on February 2nd.
Okay.
And again, it will be at the Mendel Center again this
right.
year, Grand
awesome.
Upton Hall. And the winner of the Denise Bone Promise Award actually gets two tickets to the event. They'll be notified in advance
right.
that they're the winner, and they'll get two tickets to the event.
And then the award will be presented to that person there. And that's when it will be announced. Obviously, the winner
right.
will know. But
right. Okay. Give me the website one more time for more information.
It is SWMIPinkTieBall.com.
Awesome. Katie Hess, Kim Thom, co-chairs of the Pink Tie Ball. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Got something to say. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.